Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the sound of the voice. Till it's all hours of the night. Jump, sway, bounce, rock, skate. Long as my band is tight.
Okay, guys, what's going on? 2016 in the house.
In the house.
His house.
I'm so excited. We can still say in the house. I don't care.
Because I don't care.
Even though that
you're the only one who doesn't care.
In the house.
In the house?
Well, I think we'd be bringing that back now. Because people haven't said in the house.
Yeah, that's
since
true.
Since like 90.
Yeah. Can we move this shit? Is this new for 2016? I've got a part of the pop filter in my nostril.
I mean, I could go this way.
Yeah, go this way. Go up under.
All right.
Don't go over the top on me.
I'm done.
Okie dokie.
But just like you want, every girl can look like that.
Hey,
what's up?
We'll post. We're looking at Black here's looking at Instagram
and
showing all of us.
Don't put it like that. Don't put it like, oh, Black's just looking at this Instagram. Instagram is getting ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, welcome to the Black and Tan Show.
Yes, we are a show.
This is 2016. Am I still doing dead celebrities?
Yeah.
For now.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we're not in a new season yet.
No,
we're
not
doing the live shows yet.
No.
So, I mean, why don't you continue with what we're kind of about?
Okay, well, 2016 is going to be a good year. But before we get into that.
Oh, yeah.
It's still season two. So.
Tis.
Is it?
Well.
Sure. Tis.
And we have to start the show. Of course, it doesn't start until Black guesses.
Whoa. It was getting kind of dicey. Made me come all the way back to the mic.
Well, where are you going?
Black.
Black has to guess.
I need to get extra black here.
What dead celebrity I'm doing an impression of.
Okay.
Or. What celebrity I'm doing an impression of.
Okay.
Or what woodland creature I'm doing an impression of.
Okay. Which is like squirrels. Muskrats.
Dude, don't give it away yet. Hold on.
Various birds.
Well, there you go. I guess
it
won't
be
that.
Like, what is a woodland creature?
Yeah, just
gnomes.
A creature
in
the woods.
Any animal that would befriend a gnome.
Yeah.
Okay.
David the gnome.
David the gnome.
Okay.
That was good.
So here's the impression. We only have 50 seconds here for this.
For this impression.
Yeah.
I got it.
So you have to get it inside of that.
It's not David Bowie.
It's not. Shit.
Is it? You said it wasn't. So
ding, 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 ding. You saved me from having to do it. No. We'll talk about him in a second, but.
Okay, give it to me.
Where my dogs at? Listen, my homies,
I'm just,
and my mans, you.
I know what's happening. You're scaring me that I didn't. Like, DMX isn't dead, right?
But his career is.
Okay, yeah.
His career is dead. I didn't mention that. It could be a career.
Did you hear
dead.
Him singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer this Christmas? Yeah. I mean, his career is officially back on.
Dude.
Officially.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed.
You said
I didn't hear it. No.
It was exactly what you wanted, and you didn't know that it was. Like, it was.
Where
beautiful.
Was he singing that?
Like, I don't know. In this generation of people walking up to people with cameras and microphones, it was just. On some website was like, hey, DMX, okay, we're going to give a song to you. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He just like.
Oh, he started just, like tapping on the table
real.
And shit?
It got real. Yeah. Like, this was like crack DMX.
Yeah.
You know, that was like hard DMX.
And that was
like,
last year?
No, well, this 2015.
Okay.
Last year. I saw it a couple years ago.
Oh, is it?
Oh, it's been out for a minute?
Okay. Well, 13?
Yeah, maybe.
Let's say 13 and up. So he's still got his signature. And I'm okay with
he's
it.
He's doing Christmas jingles now.
Yeah.
So does everybody else. Okay.
Yeah, but they do
so
it on a
Mariah.
CD and get paid for it. He does it on YouTube and not even on his channel,
well,
probably.
Now, does DMX have a channel? I feel
probably
like
not.
I feel like he doesn't know how to work YouTube.
No, but.
He's not too savvy.
He's all over YouTube, but he's not on YouTube.
He's not on YouTube.
Yeah. He's in he's in a lot of videos, like, all shackled to a table, giving an interview, talking about, like, he always sounds like he's rapping when he's talking. So what happened was I came to Arizona and found the devil. And the devil said, you want some drugs? And I was like, yeah.
But that's what makes his rapping so great. Because it started just... He started just babbling about bullshit at the end, but you're still, you know, buying his shit. And you're like, I don't care. I just want to hear him say it the way he says it.
Did you know that he came out with a CD recently?
Like a gospel CD or
spoken word?
Yeah, just like a real, like a hip hop CD.
A real DMX CD.
Okay. What was it called?
Let's find out. Hold on.
Okay. Because I feel like he's already done everything he could do with X.
Yeah.
Like, X gonna give it to you.
Yeah.
And just like, and then there was X.
Yeah.
And just like, you know.
And
just,
X marks the spot.
Yeah. Just, what is he, a treasure now? It. Like, yeah, we get it.
Ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Okay, DMX. Excalibur. No, it's not.
Yeah, just, we
no,
get it.
No, it's not even, is it a theme album? What is this?
But that's just what he does. So it has to be something.
Redemption of the Beast 2015. Redemption Look at him on the CD Beast. Cover.
He looks like a video game version of himself. Like, he looks like his avatar.
Yeah.
That's weird. I feel like he was in, like, GTA 5.
It looks like what he would have looked like if he never rapped. It looks like he hasn't like had a meal in, like, a week.
He looks like crack is his drug of choice.
Damn. And the CD's not... Yeah.
They even got Dre on there.
Yep.
That Wait, no. That no. I'm sorry. I'm reading. But what you were playing with Dre, Eazy-E.
Dre's
I was like,
nah.
Oh, shit. Well, if Dre, you know.
If Dre was on it, you would have heard about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you would have heard about it.
He does look sickly.
Mm-hmm.
He is sickly. That's why he's not in the game
I mean,
anymore.
And this is like a cleaned up version. I mean, I'm hoping they did some kind of Photoshop.
Well, they don't just let him walk around in the world without being cleaned up a little bit.
Yeah.
You don't see that DMX often.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he
yeah.
always looks a little unkempt, but
in
they don't let you see all that.
I think it was in the jail YouTube video. He had his hair growing out a little bit, and you could see like where it wasn't coming in.
Mm.
It was like, oh, X.
Yeah, right?
Oh, God. Just somebody get this man a razor.
Just
big please.
Him.
I can't, I don't want to remember him like quick. This. He had just a little tuft on the front. I was like... Are you going to take him serious? Then he just sounds funny. He's like, okay, I came to Arizona. You're like, it doesn't make sense anymore.
I'm
once
in the prison right now. Because that's where I'm at.
That's where I'm at. Because like, that's where I be.
Okay. Where my dog's at. I don't know. His style of music just wouldn't be popular right now. That's why this album came out.
Because it's real. He's not talking about a bunch of bullshit and like fancy pants. You know.
Well, that's
this
what
and that.
People want to hear now, too, right?
Exactly.
Because that's what people wanted to hear from him then.
I guess I'm not a person because I don't want to hear that shit.
You don't want to hear. You don't want to hear X giving it to you.
No, I do. I want to hear his shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear like Drake and.
You don't want to hear Drake?
Nah.
We
not
get on that
not,
again.
Not most Drake.
I want to hear most.
There's Drake. A Drake song
like
or two.
Most Drake, like the mighty most Drake.
Yeah, is that some kind of collabo?
No. But I mean, he's like Bieber for me. Where it's like a Bieber song will come on and I mean, I'll be mad about it and at myself at first, but then I'm turning it up and not caring what you say.
Right.
You know, so that's kind of how I feel about Drake.
I thought you meant because he's like a pop idol slash
I mean,
little,
I don't know about all that. I mean, he's still a little, he's just a little fucking, you know, punk ass kid. But at the same time, I mean, he'll have a banger or two.
Yeah, he will. He
so,
will.
I mean, that's who Drake is to me. That's why when people badmouth Drake, it's just like, what?
Yeah, I
You've
mean,
never just
listen,
been driving, like,
okay.
and talking some Drake.
Some Drake songs I don't mind.
Okay.
Some I like. There's,
okay.
like, one or two that I like.
Okay,
the one with,
that's fine.
The one with Eminem.
That's fine.
The one with Eminem, Kanye, okay. Lil Wayne, like, Eddie Murphy.
The one with a
fucking,
lot of
like,
buffers.
Yeah, like, a ton of people. Then
but
he comes
Drake
out, he's like,
first one on
I'm
there,
on
so
this
you're
shit
like, oh,
forever.
I like a Drake song.
Yeah, like, oh, Drake was in that? Yeah,
okay.
I guess
I'll take that.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not defending, I'm not trying to make Drake fans. He
doesn't
need me to make him fans.
No, of course not.
I'm just saying.
I'm sure he doesn't
he's
care.
Got, he's got a lot
Sorry,
of money.
Sorry, Drake.
And,
Sorry,
and,
man.
He's got, and,
it's hard to break
I
it
mean,
to you.
People like him.
Yeah, people
Is
like...
Is it all bitches?
Yeah.
And me?
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
Does
I just...
classify
hit some,
me?
Some of his songs, he just sounds like he's whining.
True.
You know, and like
True.
Mumbling.
True.
And not giving a shit.
Okay.
And the when I
well,
do
you
listen...
you don't have to give a shit when people just throw their money at you.
Yeah, people... So
Not even
not
people,
me, though.
When like corporations are throwing money
exactly.
at
Exactly. I saw the... When I really disliked him, it's not even like shit he's doing
oh,
necessarily.
Oh, so you like dislike him.
I dislike.
It's not even the music, like him.
No. The music is whatever. It's like him. Okay, whatever. But it's like the way he's being presented.
Ooh, okay.
Is what I don't like. Okay. It's like I saw a billboard this a little while ago.
Let's talk about
it. Had like Nas. It had I don't know who did it have, like Biggie. It had like three legends.
Okay, so like
and then him.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then right next, like in the middle. Like, I mean, he should have been on the side with a notepad, like, you know. Or,
but you know, but you don't know why he was up there. It could just be like, hey, we're gonna put up people who had high
in
album sales. I mean, because he sold a lot of albums, right?
I don't want to see him up on that roster.
I know. They
next
know what they
Nas.
Were doing.
Yeah, it was Sprite.
You know, they know what they were
they
doing.
They calculated. They're like, okay, well, 45% of the public will like, yeah, well, what's that new guy? Who's the Drac?
Yeah.
Let's get Drac on the billboard. I mean, it's all a number. It was just, it sucks to see, especially, it was somebody that died. I think it was Biggie.
Okay.
I think it was Biggie or somebody on the billboard. I was like, he wouldn't approve of this. It would have beat the shit out. Oh, which reminds me. Could we switch away from Drake?
Okay, yeah, let's.
I feel bad for him. I think he's going to cry or something. So, like, he's going to start whining.
God, it's just he has bitch face.
He does.
Like, does he just have a bitch aura around him?
Have you seen the memes and pictures about him?
Yeah, they're pretty fun.
Yeah. They're hilarious because it's like that's who he is. He's not the guy when he's trying to mean mug and try to pretend like he's going to fight outside a strip club. So.
I mean, fight. I wouldn't. I mean, he's from Canada.
I mean,
just.
Case
that's,
closed.
That's all kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
But everything else he talks about, I mean, hey, maybe he's whatever.
Six. Says something about the six.
What's that? What's the
he's
six?
He's like, six God. He's like, something rolling
like
through the woes
Illuminati
with my six.
Shit?
I don't know.
I'm not, I mean, I'm
like,
not
like, dude,
deep.
You haven't even
I'm
made
deep.
It to one yet.
I'm
Stop talking
deep.
About six.
I'm not deep into the Drake lifestyle.
I've done
I'm
a little
saying,
bit of research to like, who is this guy?
Those OVO sneakers he had.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he had some Jordans that came out,
really?
And his crew is like OVO.
Yeah,
I don't know
OVO
what it stands for.
I forgot. It's
I never knew it.
I remember I learned it. I was like, oh, it's that, and then I immediately
is
forgot
it something
it.
That you were like, oh, okay,
yeah,
okay.
It was,
I could be part of that crew.
No,
oh, okay.
It was like Ontario Vocal Orchestra.
Ooh, okay.
I was like, I don't know, it was some stupid shit, but he did have a diss battle against Meek Mill. This is turning into a
and
Drake
he won.
Show.
He
did
clearly win. Clearly
he won only by like default because I don't think Meek Mill came out with anything.
But didn't and
came
I'm
out with
pretty
one
sure
thing.
I'm pretty sure his second diss track to him is like up for a Grammy. So
it's pretty good.
It's pretty crazy.
But I mean the
right?
beat is so good. It's one of those songs where it's like the beat's so good, any one of
you
us
know,
would have
I
got
think,
a Grammy
I
for it.
I think anytime you're ripping on people and you can be like ballsy enough to like put out a track that like the world listens to about somebody. That's why Eminem blew the fuck up.
Yeah, that's true. Because
he would go after anybody.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, what?
But he was also good at it.
Because too many things rhyme with rock.
Dude,
we don't talk about
so to switch away from Drake real quick, but still stay within the hip hop genre.
Ooh, okay.
Because that's our topic right
okay.
now.
Oh, okay.
Apparently.
2016 topics.
2016 hip hop.
Nice.
Have
that's
you seen...
Okay.
Have you seen Biggie's son rapping?
No. It better be amazing.
It's so not.
Oh, no.
It's so bad that you watch it like gritting your teeth. You're like, oh, I can hear Biggie like trying to roll over in his ribs.
What's
the infamous SML? It's like, nah, dude, you gotta... So he's,
why even rap if you're not good at it?
Yeah, that's...
You know what I mean? Like,
it's
why
like,
even...
Yeah, your dad was Biggie, so, like,
either
if, unless you're gonna be like that, yeah, you gotta be at least that good or better. You can't come out and just, like, half-ass it and think it's hereditary, and it's just gonna... People are gonna be like, oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Wow.
I mean, you can hear yourself, right? It's... Fuck, I almost want to play it right now. We'll play it later.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Google... I forget his name, I don't know his name. Biggie's son freestyling. He was on.
I mean, if you
he was
want
like
to
hot 97. He was on. Yeah, but it's he's
the
with
man.
His homie who he's in a rap crew with. They're called the Origami.
Nope.
Somebody.
Yep.
Origami Warriors or
not
some
a part
shit.
Of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a part of it.
It's yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, they got ripped on like left and right. So
at least have the first part of your crew name like,
right. Yeah.
Down.
Yeah. Yeah. But the thing is, like he. He never had to struggle. You know, he had Biggie
Yeah, he had
money.
Biggie aura around him.
Yeah, he had Biggie aura.
They're like,
he had
be
Biggie,
great.
You know,
he's probably
whatever.
Getting kissed in the face on the lips by Jay-Z and
yeah.
shit.
Like Puffy, Puffy's his
yeah.
godfather.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, this guy is not going to be rapping about crack, I hope.
No.
One crack commandment. Nah, stay away from it. But yeah, so it was gnarly. And then he passed the mic. He rapped first, and it was just like, ugh. And then he had like no energy. Ooh. Like no passion, no energy.
No nothing.
It was like he was just trying to remember what his buddy wrote for him. Oh. It was like, oh no.
Ghostwriter then.
Yeah. Okay. So, but then his buddy started flowing, and I don't know if he was good or if he was just better because that just happened.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
Oh, yeah. You're definitely way better.
It's something like, ooh.
Then, like, I'm with Stupid. So you're automatically like the cool person.
I'm better than Biggie's son. That's crazy. That's a prop right there, I guess. But anyway, if you want to really get sad about Biggie's lineage, look at that.
No, I don't want to be sad about that at all. I choose not to believe that.
I mean, in a way, it's funny to me because it's like, fuck, just don't do this, man.
Like, he's just a dummy.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to do it and knows he's not good at it.
Yeah. So I think he thinks it's a joke or something. Yeah.
He's a joke.
Gosh. His buddy was better. And the guy was saying, like, you're letting this white guy come on and just eat you alive.
Oh, someone called him out
on it? Oh, man. Yeah, he wasn't like... Yeah, he was calling him out. He was. He was also saying, like, yeah, you got, you know, there's something there. But he also said, like, man, you gotta, when you get this chance, you gotta just don't let it breathe and shit.
Don't be shitty.
Yeah, and he was, oh man, I can't even, it's funny
you've
to
said
me.
Enough.
Yeah,
you've
it's,
said, you've
it's
said
just,
enough.
It's funny to me.
I even feel bad talking about it, like still right now, this guy.
How dope would it be if he was just the shit?
Right? Oh, I love when sports people mm-hmm. have kids
Ken
who
Griffey
are just as awesome.
And Ken Griffey Jr.
Hall of Fame,
yep.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I was very happy about that. Yeah. I was very happy about that. Almost as happy as Powerball. Sorry, there were two solid hard seconds of nobody talking.
Because we're all looking at the next topic.
Well, I'm gonna talk about Powerball.
Let's talk about I'm gonna listen to you talk about Powerball.
Have you bought a Powerball ticket?
No.
Okay.
Do you know what the jackpot is? Yeah, do you know the odds on winning?
And? I hate when that's like the excuse that people give me. Exactly. There's no chance if you don't play.
That's true.
The odds are better to give a dollar. Give a dollar.
Is it a dollar?
No, it's $2.
Okay, well, there you go.
Give two.
Just doubled.
I bet you already regret something you bought for $2 in the past week.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Why not?
I'm just kidding.
Have a chance to have fun.
I know. It's the Wayne Gretzky theory. Mm. You miss all of the shots you don't take. So I understand that. I mean, it's
can't win if you don't play.
How many? But then it's like, where do you draw the line? How many tickets you gonna buy? Mm. How much money are you gonna waste?
Yeah,
on
don't
this?
Go bananas.
Yeah, like define bananas. How many are you getting?
I got $8 worth, so I got four.
Okay.
And that, but that's
thank
just
you for
like
doing
a,
that math for me.
That's just a solid. Well, I didn't know. I forgot that we said it was $2. But it was just something where it was like, hey, I had $10. I felt weird about spending all my money.
You had a 10 and you were
I had a 10. And I was like, I haven't bought a Powerball ticket.
So now what if that ticket you would have bought would have been the winner? That
I'll never know. So I'm not gonna bum myself out the woulda, coulda, shoulda.
But you said give me two back? What was the two for?
Yeah, give me my $2. I don't know. I got kids and shit. They might need shit.
Well, you're buying lottery tickets.
It's slushy day tomorrow. You need a dollar. So who knows? But I knew I didn't want to spend all my
money. Slushies are only
$1?
You're getting them small.
And then,
slushies.
What if I walked out and, like, some solicitor was like, hey, don't you want to give a dollar to legalize marijuana?
And you're going
to
give them
like,
a dollar.
Here's a dollar. We're not going to talk about
that. That guy's going to take that dollar and go buy some weed.
That's okay. I'm okay.
For himself?
He's going to have a good time. He's going to be
why not
very
buy
happy.
Yourself a Powerball ticket?
So are you, at the time of recording, I haven't won yet.
Okay.
So we'll just talk like I'm not going to win.
You didn't? Yeah, right. So when.
You could possibly win.
When you win.
Yes.
How much are we getting each?
It's not an each thing. That's not how I'm already thinking about it, okay? I know you want, but...
Are you doing lump sum or are you doing monthlies?
Oh, monthlies. Come on.
Just kidding.
Mark Cuban says
Mark.
I say do monthlies. I mean, who's in the right?
Yeah.
Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on Shark Tank and he owns a team.
Yep.
So
you listen to him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would have him be like my financial manager. All right, Mark Cuban.
Can I just want to keep him on like
payment.
Retainer.
Yeah.
It's just like anytime I want to talk to you, I get to talk to you because I pay you a monthly sum.
I like those rules you listed, especially rule number 6. Give me all your money.
Yeah.
So,
give me your money.
Give Mark Cuban all your money. That's the best one.
I mean, they try to put you off. Like, yeah, there's millions of bad things that could happen. Oh, I'm just going to spend all my money on fucking bullshit or blah, right. blah. But I mean, hey, man, I'm willing to take that risk on, hey, Aaron, what are you going to do with $1 billion?
Okay, well, first, if you take month to month, you're going to get the taxes.
The
you end up getting like 20 bucks. You end up getting like 20 bucks.
I'm okay. Like, people are like, oh, but the taxes are going to kill you. And fuck it.
Yeah, if you win, you don't give a shit.
I'm going to set something up to just pay taxes till I die. And I'll keep the rest of the money. I'm okay with that. Let me fuck with the billion.
If you get all that and you fuck up and you're broke, like at any point in your life, if any of your family is ever broke,
no one's gonna give a fuck about you.
If any of your friends are ever broke, you fucked up in a big way some point.
Well, but back to, you know,
if I'm broke after you win,
how much does everyone get? This is what I would do for people, especially the close people in my life. Mm-hmm. I would make it to where...
Mm-hmm. Can we get this in writing?
Oh, yeah, totally. Okay. You're getting it right here. I, Aaron Dennis, of sound-ish mind and body, proclaim that when I win Powerball, the $1 billion...
very official.
Like, my thing is just... Everyone will be taken care of. You're not going to worry about money.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be like, Aaron, can I have $100,000? Because your life, in your life, you're not going to have to worry about money. It'll be
can
like,
I have $100,000?
It'll be like, you have the freedom.
I gave you $100,000 this morning.
To live the world however you want and make money however you want. Uh-huh. You don't have to do this
right. Just
to make money. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll just be like, okay, well, what do I want to do in the world? To like make myself money, but like what I want to do, and you'll just be able to do that forever.
Yeah.
So that'll be it'll just be like, hey, you don't have, like things like you don't have a car payment, you know, you don't have a house payment, to where you just don't have to worry about the daily grind.
Yeah.
And you can like really explore what you're on the world
and
about.
How many people do you estimate you're going to be doing this for?
Okay.
When you win,
I'd say maybe 15.
Okay.
Including family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's a solid 15 people where it's like, I'm not saying I'm paying monthly bills, but I'm saying like your car is paid for.
Yeah.
So that's something you don't have to worry about. You know, just shit like that where
God,
it's like,
I fucking hope you win.
I'm taking things away from the equation of the grind.
Yeah.
So you're like, hey, I know I've been doing this forever, but you know what? I've always wanted to be in the capades. And now you have time to train. You have time.
The capades, is that like ice capades, you mean?
I don't know if that's still around.
Is that a
the capades are still, come on.
Are they? I mean, I've heard ice capades, but
that's what they are.
It's just like different.
Frozen on ice.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Boom. See?
So like ice skating.
Like if you wanted to be a part of that, but you feel like the grind was keeping you from your dream.
Yeah.
Then
you mean like
your dream.
Out there skating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or being Elsa or Anna in the Frozen show.
That wouldn't
whatever.
Be, that wouldn't be bad.
If that's like,
with that kind of money, I think we could pull that off.
Hey, man.
It'd be fucking
awesome.
I'm
just saying, like,
it'd be great because I don't know anything about those movies, so I would just ruin the whole thing for every kid in the audience.
People like me don't win Powerball. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if I did,
it's good that
No.
Passionate people.
People with beards. bearded folk. Because once you have a beard, they're just like, you're going.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, I mean, we all have the potential to lose all of our fucking money and just like, oh man, I've developed a real habit for crack. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, okay, like,
DMX, take it easy.
Well, that's just the drug we were talking about.
Speak for yourself.
I know, right? Crack is amazing.
Didn't we have a whole episode on crack last week?
Just who decides that's the drug? Crack.
Yeah.
There's so many just things you can at least say in mixed company and not be...
Yeah.
Like if you're just like, hey, anybody got some coke? People are going to be like, I don't have any. Oh, you got some? Oh, wait, I have a dude. But if it's like, anybody got some crack? Like crack rocks? You know, you're going to be like...
You're not going to get any verbal responses.
Everyone's going to sink into their chairs like, who brought this guy?
People start reaching for their phones.
It's like crack and meth. Yeah. You can't... Don't let those be...
Speed?
See, if you say speed, I feel like that's better than saying meth.
Is speed meth? I don't even know. Yeah, it's like 80 different...
Meth is crack.
It's in the same family.
Meth is crack?
Meth is crack.
Is it?
Yeah, crack is meth.
Crack is meth?
Cocaine.
Is meth?
Crack cocaine. That's meth? That's methamphetamines?
No. No.
Sounds like a Statman thing.
Yeah. No. Because meth is a man-made... Meth is like the equivalent to crack rock, and I think like Crystal or like Speed right. Would be like Coke in compared to crack. So it's like, it's all maybe the same beast.
It's a bunch of crack.
But, it's a bunch of fucking crack rocks.
That shit is crack.
But, you know, anyway, I don't know why we started talking about that. Powerball, that's a curse. That's a curse. Man.
You're talking about how much crack you're going to buy if you win.
I would just, maybe I'm not supposed to win, man.
Like, Tyrone Biggums.
I'm waiting for those people that are going to be crack really, party. Who are going to be really bummed when the numbers come in. They're like, oh, we didn't win?
Because yeah.
those are the people you feel bad for. Where yeah. you're like, you really put like your heart and soul into no. it. You spent your rent money
yeah,
on
yeah,
Powerball
yeah.
tickets.
Oh,
and
that's
now
just
your
such
kids
a bad gamble.
Are going to be going living with their dad.
I mean, that's like betting on if you're going to get struck by lightning 5 times mm-hmm. in a row. I mean, don't bet on it. Have no. a little fun. Yeah, buy
yeah. Hey,
a few
someone's
going to
get struck by lightning? If it's me, that'll be cool.
Yeah.
And you put the money in the pot. But you don't expect
Let's
to
win. Let's see if I have both my eyebrows afterwards.
But it's just something to like have fun with.
Would you, when you win,
yes.
are you...
Yes.
going to do anonymous, or do you want to be like on the news with the big check?
Oh, I'm
going to
be on the fucking news. I'm going to ride this shit till the
California. They are post your name.
Really? Okay, word.
You're
well, then
forced
I'm glad.
To do it.
I'm ready because
you're going to get so much
$1 billion.
No. You're going to get so much.
I'm shutting down every account that you know of anyway. Like I'm not going to be fucked with. Yeah. I already have it clear in my head how this is going to work. It's like
you should open an LLC real quick.
Yep.
And then like
boom.
Yeah.
You hire the right people. You hire a tax guy. You hire like a publicist. You hire all these people.
And after they're done robbing you,
dude.
After they're done robbing you, you don't have much left.
But at least they're robbing you into making more money. We're all there.
You hope so.
Everyone's taking money from you.
They're
you want
definitely
it to be
making
taking money from you faster.
They're definitely making money.
Oh yeah.
You need like
you gotta pay people though. What are you saying? You don't pay people?
No. You do.
Or you have an entourage
you need
of people
a team.
Who don't know what they're doing.
You need a team of people and then another team to watch that team and then. Pretty soon, you're just
know.
The most anxious guy
ever. So would
ever.
You take care of your homies?
Oh, of course.
But are they part of your entourage? Would it be like Entourage, where it's like,
yeah,
hey,
it
Aaron,
would be. It would
you
be,
could be part of my. You could be my driver.
You don't know how much of Entourage it would be. First, I'd watch the show.
Yeah.
And then I would be like, okay, it's gonna be exactly like that because everyone said that was good.
Because they made a movie of it.
Yeah, they made a movie. So everyone talks about it. Hey, it's gonna be like that. Sounds like a good plan. So it would. Everyone would dress the same. I'd get my hair. I'd get a wig. To look just like Mark Wahlberg's character.
Okay.
Whoever it's based on.
That's
you'd be Turtle, of course.
This is what it is. I feel like you don't have Powerball goals. Hashtag Powerball goals. You know, I feel like if you...
I do have a Powerball goal.
You're the kind of
it's
people
to win.
That curses happen to. Because you get the money, and you're like, oh shit, I didn't think I was going to win. What should I do? No.
Wait a minute. I have the curse?
If unless you get a plan before you get your ticket, that's
when,
how you get
when
cursed.
When are the balls being drawn?
Every Wednesday and Saturday.
Ooh, so tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
recording
yeah.
Tuesday night.
Yeah. Like, next episode of Black and Tan, I'm going to be sitting here with fucking rings on it in, like, a throne. Unity, I'm going to be fucking
well, we're gonna
with
be
the
doing
crown
the,
on.
We're going to be doing
sideways.
The show from, like, the White House.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, high-fiving Obama.
Yeah. So, it'll be a fun show. Stay tuned.
Using Trump as an ottoman.
Because it's going to be fucking awesome. When I win money, everyone wins money. Not everybody.
Right. Not everyone.
But, you know, people who know me.
If you guys
people who know me on an intimate
as
level.
As everyone's sitting at this table.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, producer Adrian's
it's
wife,
at
Jory.
This table.
And Saxon. Wait, what?
Oh, Saxon's not
going to
get anything?
Oh, man. I'd be out of here. You know how fast we'd be out of here?
Oh, man.
I'd be like, how about we film on a jet?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'd be out of here.
Dude, is Virgin Atlantic doing the space travel
yet?
Where
wouldn't you go?
You'd probably go to Fresno.
And buy it. I'll take Fresno, please.
I have to. I've got more than five.
Can you guys break a 20?
Like, not here.
Yeah. A 20? Ooh.
Keep
haven't seen
change,
one
keep
of those.
Just give me the mountain ranges, too.
Keep
Napa
Britney Spears,
and
too.
We'll be okay.
Oh, wait, she's not from there. Who's from there?
Her dude.
Her
baby's dad.
Right. FedEx.
Remember
Federline?
Like, I feel like. More people don't talk about the rise and fall and rise of Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Like
she's on the rise, right?
It's been
still?
Pretty epic. She's in Vegas.
I haven't checked in
she's got
today.
A show.
Is she still on the rise?
Ended.
Oh, did it just end?
Uh-oh.
Like she had tenure at like
now
a place. Oh shit. See?
Wow.
But remember when she was just, remember she was, you know, normal and fucking, oops, I did it again.
Yeah.
Some toxic.
That's before she was allowed to do what she wanted to do.
Yeah, but then she went crazy at the Starbucks, you know, shaving her head.
She went Benjamin Franklin style. She shaved off all the front bits and had long stringy stuff in the back. She looked like Rosie O'Donnell.
She looked like Jason Voorhees when he was a baby. Just random patches of hair, a little downsy. And you're like, oh my gosh, what's happening
to
this girl?
The best thing is there was like a bunch of, you know, whatever, the paparazzi. Yeah. They caught the best facial expressions like I've ever
seen.
They
caught her at her best worst moments. But then, and then she was on.
Like a gassy Rosie O'Donnell.
She was on like the VMAs. And then she had like a spray tan abs and she was like kind of faded. And you're just like, wow, this is the end for this chick.
Then
she was like, boom, I'm coming back out and I'm Britney, bitch.
Yeah.
And fucking.
That's really all she has to say. If she can say that line,
yeah.
I think there's a large segment of her fan base, if not all of it, they'll just be like, she's Britney, bitch. We're back in.
Both of those are start with B's. Those sound good. Britney, bitch.
The alliteration is just what works.
That's
for
what
her.
Gets people.
Yeah.
Those, you're saying she has people that are like, what's going to be your tagline on your comeback? It's Britney, bitch. Yes.
Boom. Done. And like, they basically rip out the B section from the dictionary. Yeah. Just like, all right, here, find some stuff in there and just put it after Britney.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like if she came out, she's like, it's Britney, motherfuckers. She would have been over long ago.
That's too vulgar.
Yeah.
Slow and steady.
Slow and steady. Never wins. You sound like Darth Vader over there. Ooh. Star Wars, anyone?
No, I haven't seen it.
What? No, stop.
Ask
not the
me
first
why.
One.
I mean, I haven't seen it because.
Not episode.
Can we talk about.
Episode 7.
I haven't seen
the
it.
The only one that's come out. Chronologically,
no,
lined
it's not
up
like
with
I'm not
movie it is.
I'm not chomping at the bit to see it.
Oh,
it's just you know I have priorities with my limited.
I haven't seen it yet. Either.
I don't. Yeah,
you
I don't
made
have,
it to buy a Powerball ticket
oh,
or
fuck
four.
Yeah, you got to. I'm not going to win anything by going to see Star Wars.
You're not
going to
see Star Wars by not going to see it.
But that's okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like fuck that. I'd rather get that Billy. A Billy.
Yeah,
like
yeah, but you can see
world.
It late. Like I saw Goonies last year.
Oh man, that was sad.
And
see,
it was
I'm,
sad.
I'm not
I
waiting.
I want
to
save
I'm not
you
waiting
from
30
that.
Years to see like the latest Star Wars.
Well, I haven't seen
out.
You see it yet.
But yeah, I mean, I'm on my way. Give me a couple weeks.
Why not showbox it?
Give me because it's not on there.
Is it really not?
But I don't know if I'd want to see it on there. First.
I know you
like,
don't.
I'm a theater guy.
I
you
want,
know, when it comes to certain
movies.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You don't
want to
see it like that.
I don't even want
to. You don't want to see it. You want to see it. I saw it for my second time.
The way that chick on Matrix said, not like this.
Not like this. I believe it was
Trinity. What was her name? That wasn't Trinity. It was the white-haired bitch.
It was the white-haired bitch.
I'm sorry. Girls aren't bitches.
Well, Brittany is.
Yes.
Actually, she's not a bitch. She's calling whoever's listening to her a bitch.
Ooh, it's Brittany, bitch.
It's Brittany, bitch.
And all those people are like, okay.
Yeah.
Fuck you. But anyway, it was the white-haired chick.
Not like this.
Yeah. Not like this.
The Australian one.
And then got pulled, all of her shit got pulled out of her neck. Oh, fucking Cypher was a cunt, man.
That motherfucker.
Just saying, Joey Pants. Anyway.
He's different in every movie. He's like a fucking chameleon.
Yeah, he's just like a karma chameleon. We're getting ourselves a team. Mm-hmm. I don't know where you're listening to. You might have your own team.
Remixing over there?
You might be over the seas, out of the states, have a team. Los Angeles is getting a football team.
Oh, yes. Are you ready for some football?
Are you ready for some football?
We used to have...
Waiting out there for something.
Right? It's like, it's finally, you can have something that's your own. I'm tired of explaining to people why I like the Packers.
Yeah.
And why I like,
me too.
You know, San Francisco. They're just like, oh, she you're said, just hopping on a bandwagon. I was like, well, yeah, it was a bandwagon of some sort.
Yeah, but
it
was
like
20 years ago.
Well, and it was like, you know, I have lineage to that.
Right, you have connections.
You know, because I have you and then your dad.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool, that's all I need.
The
fact that I can call that, what's that, third generation lineage, boom, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I can get away with it.
Yeah, you've got some collateral
but yeah, but I can't like any other team. But now I can just immediately like the L.A.
Yeah.
Are they
you
could
jump
Rams
on that
still?
Bandwagon.
Yes.
You're going to be the LA Rams?
Yeah, I hope so.
They were the Rams from 1947.
I mean,
from 47 till when?
Till 95.
Wow.
And then 95 till now in St. Louis.
Statman throwing out stats early. I love it.
I love it, man.
2016.
Stats on stats.
Stats on stats on stats. They used to play.
They got a championship in 51 for LA.
Oh, wow. They used to play at Los Angeles, Anaheim, Angels of Orange County, Housewives.
Oh, jeez.
It's called Angel Stadium.
Angel Stadium.
But
that's
what are
it
they?
Is.
They're what you said, right?
Yeah, like it's, there's like.
By way of Cleveland,
trying
Los
to include,
Angeles,
yeah.
Anaheim, Angels
San
from California.
San Bernardino, Corona, Los Angeles.
Who wants a part of that?
Technically, they're the Los Angeles Angels, and that's it.
Los Angeles? They're not in Los Angeles.
They're not.
Yeah, well, wait till stat time and I'll tell
okay
you.
It's like Francisco, saying the Miami Padres.
The Niners aren't in San Francisco anymore.
Where are they at?
They're like next to it. But like,
yeah, in like an outlying area.
Next to
yeah
it.
Yeah,
they're still called.
I'm here, yeah. No. Santa Clara.
San Francisco.
Yeah, I don't
it's
agree with that.
It's a treat. San Jose.
They should
so
be called the Rice-A-Ronis.
Ooh, I see you.
Perusing.
Yeah, perusing.
I'm
and
just looking
you
at stuff.
No, I'm not calling you out. I'm
oh,
just,
no.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking Bill at Cosby. Bill Cosby. I've never seen a man look as sad as he looked in that one picture where his mouth, the corners of his frown were literally in the ground. They're like digging a hole
but
in the ground.
But you hear
like,
his lawyers fucking
fuck
doing work, man.
Well,
like the fact that, I mean, I was a, you know, you boy never know if people are innocent or guilty, but you know, you wanted
him. Unless
not
you got
to be
raped
innocent
by him and then you know he's
but guilty now you're finding out that all these women are telling half truths and falsities, and it's just like anything else. If you start telling half truths about shit, you know they're just like instantly you're out of here.
Right.
They're just tossing shit out with him.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I'm sorry. Okay, so if I'm sorry if something bad happened to you,
me too.
40 yeah,
yeah
years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
40.
Yeah, yeah. I still 40 feel bad. If anything bad ever happened to anyone, I feel bad.
Lil Wayne talks about giving bitches pills all the time to get them feeling comfortable.
Well, that's fine. In 40 years, he'll be brought up on charges.
Exactly. I just, they're like,
when
I,
he's Big Wayne.
Sometimes I'm thinking like, there's a reason for a statute of limitations. And apparently, when you're Bill Cosby, there's no statute of limitations on anything.
So,
but they've thrown out half these bitches because they're like, you're telling fibs.
Yeah.
He's suing half of them.
This is their Powerball.
Yeah. Word.
This is their Powerball.
They gotta
like,
try.
Oh shit!
They gotta try.
You're not gonna win money. You're not gonna get a settlement if you don't accuse
if
him of
rape. If you
don't
play,
yeah,
the game.
Accusing them of rape is like buying a ticket, and there's like what 40 women playing.
There's
40,
so,
50.
Every
like,
time
how do they all come out at once?
I don't know.
I'm
man
not saying it didn't happen, but it's
yeah,
isn't that
exactly
weird? I'm just saying, isn't that weird?
Like one came out, and then it's like, oh, well, now I feel empowered to come out.
Yeah.
40 years.
It definitely happens.
40 years.
What, all of them?
No,
he raped
no.
them, you're saying?
I told, I don't, see, I don't,
mean, I don't know.
I don't think
not
it was rape. I think it was just.
Yeah, I'm not
how
saying he didn't have sex.
That's how Cosby partied.
Right.
And I feel like how the girls knew how Cosby partied because a lot of people partied with Quaaludes. And it was just like, hey, take this. It's kind of like, hey, take a few shots, baby. And then we'll get, you know, we'll get comfortable.
Is,
you know what you're doing. It, you're liquoring them up.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
It's the same thing.
They
if
know
I,
what they're doing
if
as
I
well
give you, you know, if I throw some molly at you because I and I tell you because I want you to fuck.
Yeah.
And you know, take the molly and you're like, well, I don't really know, but you're looking good now.
Right.
We're fucking. You took it. We're good. Don't come at me. If we're not good, come at me now.
Right, right.
Come at me in 5 years.
So we can, we got all the
so
evidence right now. So I can,
don't make it as I'm about to go out. You're just gonna
come
through the door like, well, hold, let me talk to God on this one.
My eye's gone.
Yeah,
like,
you just.
I'm just like, wait, I mean, what? I don't even remember you.
He's
who
not
are you?
Heathcliff Huxtable anymore.
No.
And that's what everybody's thinking, like, let's get him. You're like, he is a feeble old man.
He really
who's still telling jokes.
Yeah.
And he's been all on accusation. He's been destroyed.
Yeah.
He was gonna buy NBC. He had deals with Netflix.
I heard
he had all kinds of shit.
I heard
that shit
part
got kiboshed.
There's some people that think that might have something to do with
totally
it. He wanted to.
Totally.
I don't know. Who knows, really?
Because
only
it's like
he does and they do.
Before everything comes out and there's a trial, you lose everything.
Yeah.
That's not the way things work.
Right.
Especially
well,
in
it does with rape.
Especially in the biz.
It does with rape.
How
when
many,
someone accuses
how
you of rape,
have,
you're a rapist.
So when you say the word rape, I mean, I can throw out names that you'd be like, oh, yeah, well, maybe. But names you're not thinking about now, like Big Ben.
Yeah.
Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
Rapeless Burger.
Rapeless Burger. Rate Moorburger?
You know, you're just like, oh, everybody's quick to talk about Kobe.
Kobe.
But, you know, you're not talking about, oh, what about that bitch who said something about Tupac?
Right, right, right.
What
yeah.
about that bitch who said something about Cat Williams?
Yeah, what about Anthony Anderson?
What about everybody? Some shit?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Any famous person who gets his dick one sucked. Or two.
Mike Tyson. Don't get me started on this.
Everybody's getting raped.
Everybody's getting raped nowadays.
Aaron Dennis.
Boom. Been raped 3 times. No, because you're making it sound like I don't give a fuck about rape and I care about
Listen, here's like, the thing. Rape. I don't know how many people have been raped willingly going to a room.
I'm glad you admit that.
To party.
I don't know exactly how many people have been raped.
Yeah, who have been raped under these circumstances.
Yeah.
Going to a room willingly to party with someone.
With Bill Cosby.
With a known celebrity.
He's been a big deal since the 50s.
Who is an A-list movie star who is, and you're taking pills willingly?
Like, I mean, my thing is this. He used to party at the Playboy Mansion with Hef. Him and Hef were boys in their prime.
Right.
We don't hear about Hef having to do all that because he did it.
Yeah.
Don't think that Hef wasn't like, right. what's up with his pipe? Like, pop a few lewds, baby, and we'll get down. That, of course, you expect that. So if people came right. out 50 years later saying, yeah. Hugh Hefner raped me with yeah. lewds? Nah, I partied with lewds. That shit, you took that shit. You yeah. know what lewds did. It's, anyway.
Jesus.
Let's go on to some Statman magic with the Mo Yo Now. First Mo Yo Now of 2016. How you feel about it?
Happy New Year.
I feel good.
Happy New Year.
Or,
Get on over here. Get on over
or
here.
Or Feliz.
So, the Mo Yo No, here you go.
Freestyle flow.
I had to, that was my rap since we're talking about DMX.
You're already better than Biggie's son, don't worry.
Just cause I
love my Statman.
DMX's real name is Earl Simmons.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why must Earl Simmons swim in dirt?
Yeah, that's right.
I
yeah.
don't know if this dude's much of a good guy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call him a role model.
Yeah.
And he's. And
well,
he's,
define good. He's a good rapper.
Whatever.
Yeah. I think he is.
I never had the too much liking for him. He was pretty good. I'll give him that.
Yeah. Not everything he's done, especially recently, semi recently.
He just got worse and worse.
Yeah.
And then. The one thing I did like him in his movie Belly with Nas.
Oh yeah, that was solid. Okay,
he was in a bunch of movies. He was a movie star.
That was not all of his prime, you know.
Yeah.
But now I never liked the Rough Riders crap. All
Rough
that.
Riders,
stuff.
I did.
But anyway, he's done some bad things. He's went to jail, and then he tries to pull this like I'm Christian card, and now he's a deacon and he wants to become a pastor.
Yeah,
and
here we go.
And then after all,
yeah, exactly. Talk to Mace about that.
And then after all this,
can I be a pastor because I'm marrying somebody?
He,
yeah, I think you are.
Okay.
After all this, he tries to file for bankruptcy so he can get out of child support.
No boy,
and
come on, G.
They dissed him. They didn't let him file bankruptcy.
Crazy.
Where's all his fucking? Flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood money.
Where's all that at?
Where's all his Romeo
that
Must Die money?
Money.
Exit wounds money.
Shit.
Jewelry does not pay. That's what I have to tell rappers. Jewelry
He doesn't
does
even
not
wear,
pay.
He's one of the few rappers
who wore jewelry.
All he wore was like a big dog chain.
Oh, that big dog chain was heavy. Full of diamonds.
Jacob the jeweler.
No. Okay.
That was back in those days.
On to Christopher Jordan, C.J. Wallace Jr.
Ooh, okay.
Here we go.
I like that we got a real name.
You know, he played Biggie in the movie.
Yeah, in the movie.
Oh, so that was him.
Well, no, not the older one. But he played him as like a 12-year-old.
The young guy.
Oh, okay.
The young
Biggie he's
as
a teenager
kid.
Right
that
now.
That movie was fucking stupid. I'm sorry, I didn't like that.
Did you know?
I didn't see it.
This is the son between him and Faith.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So there's talent just flowing through his veins.
Yeah.
But
flowing.
Apparently not for singing
and
or rapping.
I haven't heard him rap, so I don't have an opinion on that.
You might not want to.
It's
pretty funny, though.
Apparently his group's called the Origami Project. Or
Prophets. Origami Prophets. And the guy just laughed like we did when he said the name. It was like, oh, man.
Got some Origami Prophets.
Come on, Biggie,
what?
Son.
And exactly.
Then, we must think he's smoking crack or something.
Pardon me?
Cause,
or it might be crack rocks.
Or meth. But one thing I'll tell you.
Same thing.
They're not the same
They're not the same thing.
They are not.
Thank you,
Producer Stafford. Adrian. Well, we know somebody doesn't smoke
if
crack.
They're both
no,
drugs.
They're actually completely different.
Boom.
Like,
thank you.
No, one gets you super high and the other one gets you higher.
Well, they're both stimulants.
But they're both awesome.
We
just
know
kidding.
They're both You're stimulants. They're both equally addicting. They're both equally as deadly.
But they're not as fun as like.
But
yeah.
Crack is made from cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And cocaine is made from a plant.
Coca leaves.
Boom.
So
cocaína.
Cocaína.
Methamphetamines are made from like
Mr. Wizard.
Household chemicals.
Yeah, Bill Nye style.
And over the counter man made
meth
weird shit.
You pretty much know how to make meth if you've watched Breaking Bad.
And it's made in a lab.
Oh, right. I could totally make meth.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They're completely different.
If it's blue, it's good. That's all I know.
Yeah, the blue stuff's the best.
So, all the crackheads, you know,
mm-hmm.
don't take meth either.
Oh, they don't like, yeah.
They can't like, do yeah, both, huh?
Well, I'm sure they love both. They're both, you know.
Well, when you have your drug of choice, I mean, you don't want to do a bunch of other drugs.
Yeah, usually crackheads stick with
Might
crack.
Might contaminate the high. The
I mean,
meth
but I'm just saying.
They say they have a similar aura, euphoria that they give you.
Well, why don't we do this? The next show, we'll all do crack, and the show after that, we'll try meth, and we'll see which show's better.
Okay.
Yeah, great.
Not really the show, but just like how you feel.
Well, however I feel, that's going to, you know, pour into the show.
Did we win tonight?
I think we won.
L.A. Rams?
No, I mean the Lakers, I'm sorry.
L.A. Rams haven't
I don't know who your team is. No, we didn't.
Are we going to do an outro?
No. Oh,
so wait, well, hold on.
Hold on.
Oh, I didn't know. I mean,
you
we started talking
this
about...
Two and a half minutes into my...
This
session.
Guy.
Everyone's texting and talking
nobody,
box scores.
Nobody cares.
I'm
about the Lakers?
LA Rams. They're back.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, totally.
2016.
We can
Inglewood.
All be fans. We can,
it's
all,
not Inglewood,
we can
right?
all feel good about being
I was
fans.
Never a fan, but...
Now
they will be my one of my NFC
of course.
Teams.
Nice.
But now you've been a lifelong fan.
No, yes. That's what
I mean. I'm telling people for days
say,
that I've
now,
been a fan since
now
1995.
Just like LA fans, they're all gonna come out of the woodworks and claim Rams since they were born.
Oh, I fucking like them.
Exactly.
I've always liked them.
I've always loved them. Go Rams.
Go Rams, man.
they started though. As the Cleveland Rams.
Nothing good comes out of Cleveland.
And then
Sports-wise.
Sorry,
yeah.
Cleveland.
I know, true.
I'm sorry
Ohio
for them anyway.
Ohio is like the most pitiful state for sports ever.
Oh, man.
So.
Even LeBron can't.
1946 comes along. They come to L.A.
Boom.
First professional football team in L.A.
I feel like World War II or something.
I don't know.
46-95 they were in LA.
46-95
So they deserve to be back here.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, and I deserve to be a fan. For free, just bandwagon.
They had two championships.
You can call it bandwagon.
One in 51 for LA, and one in 99 for St. Louis. And yeah, they're back. And yes, they played at the Coliseum in LA.
Word.
And then they went to the Angels Stadium.
I remember I saw them playing there with the baseball diamond and shit on
them. But they went to the Angels Stadium in like the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Cute.
And because, I don't know why, they didn't like...
They didn't like the Coliseum? The Coliseum
was
the shit.
The Coliseum mid-70s was very scary.
Like most
that
places
area,
during
that
the 70s.
Neighborhood.
Yeah.
So...
good, intimidate your opponents.
Anaheim Angels... used to be LA as well. They were actually the first pro baseball club ever in LA. Hence the name the Angels.
Okay.
Dodgers.
Okay.
Dodgers are from
Brooklyn.
Well, but they're LA now.
Well, Brooklyn.
Oh, I know.
Fucking Brooklyn.
Oh, you just mean from.
Like
started.
Born true LA team.
Brooklyn.
You know?
Stop playing your phantasmal Mr. fucking
so,
magic potion game.
Anyway,
wherever the fuck
it's called
you're playing.
Clash of Clans.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You weren't supposed to look at that.
Yeah,
sorry.
Clash of Clans.
You were aiming it right
please,
at you.
No, you're pointing it over. I thought I was playing. You're over here tapping on potions and arrows and shit.
Just, I mean, just quivers. Handle yourself.
Sorry, audience.
Handle yourself.
That
don't come over here.
You'll have to excuse Black. Thank you.
Get out of here. out of my fucking life right now.
Well, put your life away.
Well, okay? I had to pick up all my dark elixir.
If this is your life, we need to talk.
We do need to talk. How is it only mine? It's a lot of
people. This is the black and tan hour, not life hour.
Not the fucking clash
of
clans.
Yeah, so get out of my life and let me do what I do.
You brought your outside life into the studio. Well, no more clash of clans on the clock. What are we paying you for?
I do a lot of stuff on the clock.
Are you taking the money we pay you and buying
I rubbed one out before and nobody saw that, but you saw the clash of clans.
I saw it.
Looks like fucking stalagmites and stalactites under this table.
It's only stalactites, unless we're defying gravity.
Some are going up and some are going down.
I've been
rubbing one out for a minute and they stack on each other.
Oh, God. I'm getting nauseous.
You know how it's like magic sand? It's just like, you know.
That might be a medical issue.
Well. Real quick. Ooh. I know it's like getting late. Jules.
Yeah, Jules.
Okay, go.
So, a buddy of ours growing up. What's that?
I'm saying we got like a minute, so just make it.
For Julian, we got a minute, more than a minute.
I know we do. All
right, so our buddy, good friend, got shot by cops. He was unarmed. He didn't have a criminal record. Standard stuff. He got shot outside his house because somebody claimed that he like robbed them at gunpoint. So some cop rolled up, basically shot him to death. I mean, there's obviously a lot more details, but it was 6 years ago. Mm. They're finally getting a proper trial now.
Oh, okay. That's great news. That's good news.
Yeah, Julian Colander, Justice for Jules. I should probably have a website up, but if you search Justice for Jules or Julian Colander shooting, whatever, you'll find it. Any kind of support. I just want to get the word out.
Word.
Because it's like they're trying to, the police department's trying to keep out certain things from the trial.
As they do.
We don't want anyone to know. We don't want, evidence to be admitted that he wasn't armed or that the cop was on anti-anxiety medication. Ew. And the,
and
this
and
that.
To take it?
Yeah, basically like everything that builds the case they don't want in. So I don't know. It's just fucking crazy.
I mean, that's just good lawyers. So, I mean, you got to jump through those hoops. But hopefully everything goes for the people and not making a murderer style.
Exactly.
And I feel like I can throw that out. Because if you haven't seen it yet, see it. Have you seen Making a Murderer?
No, I was looking that
You're
up
about
today,
to get
though.
Too late. It's almost too late for you. Like, just hop on the spoilers.
Yeah.
You know, just know about it. But everybody should know about it. But anyway.
Yeah, I did a little research on that.
Well. On behalf of Black, Tan, producer Adrian, Statman D, producer Adrian's wife, Jory. Bye.
Okay. Technical difficulties there, but
on behalf of everyone.